So what does the precious conch mean? So, you know, sometimes people will hold a conch to hear clearly. So it means listen, listen, listen. Listen to the precious sound of the conch of Dharma. Listen to the precious sound of the conch of Dharma and contemplate and meditate on its meaning. How beautiful. So it's an instruction for us. Buddha's saying, listen. Listen to Dharma. Contemplate Dharma. Meditate on Dharma. So Kadampa practitioners can join their life with contemplating Dharma. We are always, like Geshe-la says, wherever you are, think about that, wherever you are, whatever you are doing. So I think that covers everything, doesn't it? Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, always think about Dharma. So this is contemplation. Because meditation isn't just sitting still, focused single-pointedly. Most of our life, we're not sitting still and we're not focused single-pointedly, but we're still meditating. Kadampas meditate continuously. It's called contemplation because meditation has two types. Contemplation meditation or analytical meditation and placement meditation or formal meditation. So we need to learn always to be thinking about Dharma. So say, for example, after this teaching, you're walking to your car or you're walking to your room. You can be thinking, I learned about the lotus. I learned about the conch. And you remind yourself, you're letting that teaching, when we contemplate, the most amazing thing happens. So first of all, we listen. Then we contemplate. We contemplate so that the meaning of what we've heard touches our heart. Otherwise, all we have is intellectual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge doesn't change our life. Spiritual knowledge doesn't remove our bad habits. Spiritual knowledge does not turn us into a person who's of benefit to others. We need spiritual experience. We gain experience from knowledge through contemplation and meditation. So this is so important. So when we see the conch, we're thinking, I need to listen to the sound of the conch of Dharma. Then I need to think, think, think. Geshe-la says, think from the heart. You know, these are the words, the language of living wisdom Buddha. Think from the heart. Think from the heart. That's contemplation. So, for example, how is the teaching on the lotus, the precious flower, and the precious conch affecting you? If the answer is it's not affecting me, then that's a shame. Because we have the karma to hear Buddha's advice that will change and transform our life into the most happy, meaningful human life it is possible to experience. So then Geshe-la says, the conch shell symbolizes the Dharma jewel and teaches us we should accomplish the Dharma jewel, the realizations of the stages of the path to enlightenment within our mind. These realizations directly protect us from suffering and problems. So we need realizations. We need the inner protection of spiritual experience. It's beautiful, those Geshe-la's words. We need the inner protection of spiritual experience. So we need realizations of the stages of the path, Lamrim, of Sutra and Tantra. It's realizations that protect us from suffering.